Hello, I'm DeAndre Potts, and if you're listening to this, that means you're listening to the One Film Podcast, and for that, I thank you, and I'm so, so grateful. So, as you can tell by today's title, in this podcast episode, I kind of want to talk about healing and what healing really means and what healing means to me and, like, everything that encompasses with healing. Now, here's the thing. The crazy thing about healing is that, like, I'm talking, there's healing in different ways. Like, I'm talking about mentally healing. Oh, my goodness. Gag. I literally just had a mind blown talking to myself and thinking about what I'm saying. Because I'm literally have goosebumps even talking about it. So as we all know, I've kind of been healing emotionally after I kind of met someone, and you know, I fell into the fantasy, you know, the fantasy into what could have been, and you know, mommy got ghosted, so you know she was. So, and that really, for me, it really triggered a lot of, for me to get ghosted, and I kind of just paid the dust. At first, I was like, oh, I'm not hurt. I'm a strong woman. And then, like, a month later, I was like, wait a minute. Gag. Deep, abandonment wounds were triggered. I felt abandoned. And to ghost someone, like, that's not even funny. And so to have that happen to me, and then a month later me kind of ignoring all that hurt, I was emotionally done for, you know. Like I've mentioned before, I quit my place of employment, so I was emotionally done for, and I was emotionally distraught. Like my emotions went in the gutter. Like it went deep. Because I think I kind of lost myself in that relationship. Because I kind of I guess I just gave it at all. And I'm gagging. Like, I'm still healing emotionally from the psychological abuse that I went through. From being ghosted and the psychological abuse that I kind of put on myself. Instead of accepting the facts, and I put myself into this constant cycle of worry, 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 and I just had to dig myself up out of that rut. And so, emotional healing. At first, I was like, I did like a little self love journey, and I was like, oh yeah, emotional healing. This is gonna be so fun. Yeah, self love, rock on. I'm gonna love myself more, and I did that, and you know. Apparently, there comes a point where self-help becomes detrimental, you know? There's only so much self-help you can do. And for me, I think I was kind of just trying to do self-help. What's the next thing? What's the next thing? And what's the next thing? And so as I was doing all of these things, I'm starting to know the patterns. And, you know, I had to notice my own patterns and what I was doing. And when you're healing so many things. You're healing, you know. About this healing, I've never healed like this before. Like, this healing, it has taught me so, so much that I didn't even know. Like, I've learned so much from this. Like, I can't even put into words. I've learned, like, so much in such a short amount of time. You know? Dealing with that heartbreak. Dealing with my own issues, dealing with doing with healing. Some things I have to keep to myself because I love oversharing. I learned so much about me. I learned about the dark side of me. I didn't even know, like, if you know me, you know I'm the goody two-shoes. I'm that woman. And there was a dark side of me that I had to come to terms with, and I had to accept, like, okay, I finally had to take responsibility for who I am and for what I've become. And I've learned that the dark side of me, it isn't my fault, you know. That isn't my fault. And so because I've kind of like put the shame, the things I was doing to myself, there was so much shame, guilt, and hurt. And in the healing process, I had to heal all of that. Like, I can't even put it into words. You don't, if you've healed before and you've had to heal emotionally, you know. And so during this healing, I've kind of come to terms with myself, boundaries, self-worth, self-respect, and I'm kind of learning about my patterns and seeing all these things repeat myself. You know, I had to kind of learn, like, oh my God, what's going on? Do I still want to do this? And, like, you know, I'm catching myself now, because you really got to watch, or you're really going to end up being hurt, used. It's going to be so much going on. And so I had to really learn that. And I'm trying to figure out, and I keep figuring out, I don't know what I did wrong. I literally don't know. Sometimes the only thing you did wrong was giving too much love. And I think I will take responsibility for this, though. I do get attached fast. I do, I am clingy. I do have very clingy behavior, clingy neediness. I'm needy. I'm hungry. I'm hungry for more and more and more and more and more and more and more. But in this, I don't really think I was that. Was I too needy? Or, you know, the person just wasn't ready, you know? It was just so a lot. But healing from that, I thank goodness I had learned now, because I think it honestly came at the right time, honestly. Because that, oh my goodness, I don't even know what to say. That was a lot, like. I think my healing journey has ended, and it's kind of in its wraps, and I'm finishing up the healing, finally letting go of what needs to be let go. And oh my goodness, first of all, love yourself above all. Protect your heart, protect your mind. Protect yourself. And I really think that is what 2021 is. I think that's really what it's all encompassing. 2021, I'm seeing a lot of breakups, a lot of divorces. Kim Kardashian and her and Kanye West, they're getting a divorce. And it's really kind of an independency from people that aren't compatible. And I feel like a lot of people that are going to be compatible, they're going to be coming together, or they're going to be coming together soon. That's just how I feel. But I really feel like 2021 is really about self-love and focusing on yourself. Because when we focus on ourselves and we better ourselves, we better the whole world. And so I think that has a lot of benefits for all of us. So I'm excited to see where 2021 takes us. I've set some intentions on me just trying to really, I'm really trying to be more, more, more than the moment. Because through my healing, I've learned that I was really, really encompassed on the past. And I really just didn't accept the past. And so I've learned how to accept the past, accept myself, and validate myself. You know, there's still, I'm not sure if I can change my clinginess, neediness, or all of that. There may, but am I open to the possibility of changing that? No, I accept that. That's part of me. I feel like I need to start disclosing if I'm not going to work on that. You know, in case you have a friendship, partnership, or whatever, like, hey, you know, I am a little bit clingy. Sometimes that may be too much, you know, just so I can kind of get that reassurance and that recommunication. Because honestly, I love my clinginess. I respond instantly. I'm bomb. I'm that girl. I love that part of me, and I don't want to change that part of me, you know? So, yeah. In conclusion, healing is a journey. Healing is a journey of all emotions. Some days, healing is going to be fun. You'll be like, yay, I'm healed! And then when you're crying, you're hurt, you're going to be like, I was like, I love the crying. I was like, yes, I love the tears. So let it all out. Release, release. And then girl got to a point where like, oh my goodness, I'm tired of crying, you know, just let it be. And then there's going to be anger, and it really encompasses all the emotions. And, you know, I really felt all the emotions in my healing, and the one I didn't feel, well, I only felt a little bit of, was bliss. So that's my goal for 2021, is finding bliss. How do I get to bliss? And so, yeah, that's all I'm going to say on healing. But you guys, gals, pals, before you do anything, make sure you focus on yourself and make sure you love yourself. That part. I had to come back, y'all. I had to add one thing, because emotional healing, I want to talk about how healing has helped me, though, and how healing has benefited. I've said that, but coming back from healing and, you know, after I've done, because I wouldn't say I'm fully healed right now. Well, I would, but I'm still, you know, I'm still working through my triggers. And, you know, healing is a lifelong journey, you know, because everything is a trigger, and everything, life is traumatic itself. And, you know, you kind of have to just work through your triggers, learn how to not react, and stay calm. But upon coming back to myself, healing has really allowed me to connect with DeAndrick on a deeper level, because I really love learning about myself. And as I learn more about myself, I see how amazing and how unique, and I kind of see what I bring to that. And I see the thing that I really manifested was like a deep connection. And I really thought love would bring me that connection. But the gag is, loving myself ultimately brung me the deep connection that I've always desired, and now I've returned to myself.